I would like to talk to you today about wisdom. Did you know wisdom is God Himself? It's all the knowledge and practical application that God gives us to live this life that we live on earth. It gives us insight on how to make relationships, how to deal with people, how to deal with our families, how to deal with our jobs and our careers and even business opportunities. You know, the world seeks a wisdom, but it's not the wisdom of God. Because the world pretty much is in chaos. It's like a dog eat dog. I'm going to do what's right in my own eyes. Did you know the wisdom from heaven, the wisdom from God, gives you the insight, gives you the ability to see and view things from God's point of view? It gives you an avenue, an outlet to see things as God sees them. You know, we're to seek wisdom. The Bible plainly tells us that if we're confused, if we're in a state of confusion, not knowing which way to go, to the right or to the left, and we all do come to those type of crossroads, we have to make decisions every day. You know, wisdom will guide you into making the right decision. Let's look at what James says about wisdom. James chapter 1, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, he is double-minded, man, unstable in all his ways." You know, before we come to know the Lord, I know, personally speaking, I was double-minded. I was unstable in all my ways. I didn't know how to live life on life's terms. You know, I always looked at life as like this game. And a lot of people looks at it this way. Like, you know, how can I win in this life? How can I prosper? How can I succeed? Well, you know, I didn't have wisdom. I didn't have the wisdom of God. And so when I got born again, the first thing that I sought from God was the wisdom. You know, I prayed a Solomon's prayer to God. I said, "God," I said, "you know, I don't care about wealth. I don't care about all these things that the world has to offer. I said, the main thing I seek is to know you. I want to understand you. I want to know your righteous ways. Because I do realize that you have come and you have taken up residence in me by the Holy Spirit." And so it's always been my heart to seek out the wisdom of God, because I knew from an early age in the Lord that all the things I needed to know would be found in the wisdom of God. Now, what does the wisdom of God do? It keeps us from having two mindsets. It keeps us from being in a state of confusion. It keeps us from those who will have their opinions impressed upon us, and we do what they say, or we do what this one says. No, if we have the wisdom of God and seek the wisdom of God, we will not be double-minded. We will not be unstable. We will know who we are in Christ. We will begin to develop and have the mind of Christ to manifest in our minds, to where we can see the world, we can see our lives, we can see the people, the circle of influence around us, we can see through the eyes of God. Now, wisdom gives me a sure foundation, a stability that I know, I'm confident, that I can see and view everything through the eyes of God. Now, you know, does that say that we won't face trials and tribulations and things like that? No. Back up a few verses. In verse 2 in chapter 1, James says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let this steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing." And then it goes on down if any of you lack wisdom. So see, wisdom gives us the complete perfection of the will of God. You know, how many of us, when we first come to know the Lord, or even now, we want to know, "God, how do I handle this situation?" God, what do I do? And it seems like God is not giving direction at that time. It's like we're on our own. But no, the wisdom of God is always in here, and it's want to come out into your mind so you will know what to do. You will know which road to take. And it also says, let's look over here in Luke right quick. In chapter 21, verse 13, it says, "This will be your witness. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it therefore in your minds not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth of wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict." You know, when Stephen was filled with the Holy Ghost and the wisdom of God. And when those people was putting him on trial for his faith, they was asking him these questions, and he was just spouting them out. I mean, the will of God. And they could not refute the wisdom that was coming from the mouth of Stephen. And they knew the things that he spoke was true because they tried to stop up their ears so they wouldn't have to hear the truth. How many of us does that today? When somebody speaks a word of truth to us, we go and get all offended, try to stop up the ears of our heart so we won't have to take responsibility to let that truth work out the salvation and the wisdom of God in our heart. You know, I'm here to tell you today, I always welcome correction. You know, I'm not longing. I don't have to need the opinions or the agreements of others. You know, I know what God says about me, that I'm righteous, that I'm one with Him in Christ. And I'm declaring to you, I'm proclaiming that is the gospel, that Christ, who knew no sin, became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. And in His righteousness is all wisdom, all hope, and all glory. And I implore you today to seek the wisdom of God, because the wisdom of God can save your life as we live in this world, and everybody and everything, it seems like, is throwing all the darts against us. But we take up the shield of faith, and in that shield of faith is the wisdom of God.